Sonia, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So to start off with, in terms of just definitions, what does antibacterial really mean?
Put simply, antibacterial means something that is acting against bacteria, meaning it has the ability to destroy bacteria or kill it.
So they've banned some certain chemicals that are actually used in these hand washes. How harmful are these chemicals?
So the problem with hand wash sanitizers is that they're a mixture of many different types of chemicals. So not only the ones that are antibacterial, meaning killing bacteria, but there are also some of them that are quite toxic. So fragrances in soap is one of those things. And the one that you just mentioned is the triclosan. So what they actually do after you apply these, if you do not rinse your hands, they remain on your skin and you may be absorbing these. So they're the ones that are actually harmful for you for other reasons, not just antibacterial. So on your hands, you also have something that we call good bacteria, so your natural microbiome, which is something that is providing protection against bad germs.
So just on that note with the good bacteria, how does this antibacterial hand wash affect our ability to, I guess, retain these good bacteria?
So these antibacterial soaps that you simply spray onto your hands, they will not only act against bad germs, but they also act against your good bacteria, which is what's protecting you against the bad germs. So if you think of your germs on your skin and in your gut, they're the ones that we actually need to, for example, in our gut. They digest some of our foods and provide some of our vitamins that we can't get in any other way. So applying those soaps is destroying the good germs and affecting our ability for our immune system to actually fight off the bad germs. So put simply, people are banning those because they are not only killing the bad germs, but also the good germs.
So in terms of the actual ban that the FDA over in America have put on the chemicals from the hand washers, do you think that that's a good idea?
I agree partially with some of the chemicals that they are looking to ban. And they're not only banning them because they have the ability to promote antibacterial resistance, but they're also banning them because they have some toxic effects that are not related to bacterial killing per se. So some of the chemicals were also found to be quite toxic, and I think there were some studies, from what I'm understanding, where they were finding some of them to be promoting cancers and things like that. So some of them are quite bad for us.
And just before we let you go, what do you think the chances are that Australia will follow in the FDA's footsteps and ban the chemicals?
Well, there is right now a big push for fighting, a national goal is to reduce the multi-resistant bacteria that are... So what's happening to us right now, we are really using the last resort antibiotics in clinics. And this is affecting us in hospitals where, you know, you think you're coming to a safe place, but actually you may be getting exposed to some of the really nasty germs. So the idea is to start reducing overuse of unnecessary antibacterial chemicals to help us find ways and control better the healthy and promote the healthy germs that will help us fight the bad germs.
Well, Sonia, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.